Good afternoon. High pressure continues to build in behind the front that brought the stormy weather to the area yesterday. That front is also carrying the humidity that built into the area yesterday out over the open Atlantic. In its place will be drier and somewhat cooler air, certainly not as warm as yesterday, with highs still in the 70s, though, with much lower humidity, with partly sunny skies this afternoon. Overnight tonight, a wave of low pressure from the Ohio Valley will track along the Mason-Dixon line and south of Long Island. On this track, clouds will move back into the region, and there's a good chance of showers, especially from I-90 points south by tomorrow morning. North of I-90, skies will remain partly cloudy during the overnight hours with just a slight risk of a shower as temperatures drop back into the 50s. The best chance of a steady rain tomorrow morning will be across the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, Taconics, Berkshires, and most of southern New England as that wave continues to track to the east and south of Long Island and Cape Cod, while northern sections will remain partly to mostly cloudy with the chance for scattered showers. High temperatures tomorrow will range from the 60s, where a steady rain occurs, into the lower and middle 70s, where we see some breaks of sunshine closer to the Canadian border. Upper-level energy will also swing through during the day tomorrow, and this will keep a shower or two in place during the day on Friday, mainly across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. Otherwise, the rest of the region will be dry with a mix of sun and clouds and highs back into the middle 70s. A ridge of high pressure, both at the surface and aloft, will build in for the upcoming weekend. This will produce plenty of sunshine for both Saturday and Sunday, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. The next disturbance will head our way Sunday night, so clouds will be on the increase late in the day Sunday. And by Monday, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 70s to around 80. Behind this system will dry it out, with temperatures staying in the 70s on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the Ohio and Tennessee valleys, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over the high plains from the Dakotas to the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles. A recovering atmosphere after early morning convection in the vicinity of overnight showers and storms will lead to destabilization in and around the Ohio Valley, with moderately strong but weakly veering flow with height to reside across the area. Storms should become severe today. The risk for hail and damaging winds can be expected, along with the possibility of a tornado or two. Meanwhile, across the high plains, easterly low-level upslope flow is forecast to evolve today, occurring within a diurnally destabilizing environment. Isolated storms are expected to develop as a result. In addition to ample instability, moderate westerly flow aloft atop the low-level easterlies will result in shear sufficient for organized and rotating storms. Thus, large hail and damaging winds will be possible with the strongest storms across this region. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at both Death Valley, California, and El Paso, Texas, to a low of 25 at Mammoth Lakes, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower to mid 60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs near 70 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low, 53, the record high, 97, set in 1919, and the record low, 36, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m., and the sunset this evening at 8:29 p.m., giving us 15 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with a risk of a shower toward morning and lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with rain moving in toward morning and lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. increasing clouds tonight with rain moving into the Catskills toward morning and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with rain moving in toward morning and lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds today in the middle to upper 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with showers possible by morning and lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain south of I-90, scattered showers to the north with breaks of sunshine around 70 on average. A mix of sun and clouds, a shower in Vermont Friday in the mid-70s, mostly sunny Saturday and Sunday, lower to mid-80s, and another chance of showers and thunderstorms on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.